Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Commander Clash podcast. This week, we're going to be going over Mark Rosewater's Lorwyn Eclipse teaser. Let's get into it. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Commander Clash podcast, where the Commander Clash crew talks all things Commander. And this week, we're going to be digging into Mark Rosewater's teaser for Lorwyn Eclipse. And joining me, we got the full crew here this week. We got Grim, we got Phil, we got Tomer, and me, Saffron Olive. What's going on, guys? And I got to ask you, how hyped are you for Lorwyn? Like,
100%.
I cannot wait for this set.
100%.
Yeah. I am hyped.
It's going to be so good.
I don't even know. I think Krim is the only one of us that actually played in Lorwyn. I stopped after Planar Chaos of something, the last set of the Time Shift block.
Wait, really? So, I'm the only one?
Yeah, I stopped right before Lorwyn and went over to 40K.
Wait, Seth?
I played, but okay. I was more like casual that time. I wasn't playing like Fairies meta or whatever. High end. But I was playing. I was just playing more casually at that point. That was like soon after I started playing. But,
yeah, no, this is something I've been asking for a long time, but at the same time, I am concerned because the return is always more terrifying because you have all these built-up expectations. And I know for one of those things, I love fairies. I know Tomer loves fairies. We have love for fairies, right? I think they're going to heavily balance fairies. That's what I'm going to just say.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Are you expecting them to be a degenerate, overpowered deck? Like, do they have to be like 2008 fairies?
I mean, if they don't reprint Spell Setter Sprite, what's even the point of going back to Lorwyn? That's my question.
I actually think they
back Spell Setter at the very least.
I think they could. I think they might. Like, I don't think Spell Setter is too good, is it?
Oh, I hate Demia, though. The Demia deck, I'm so happy that it's not as popular anymore.
That is a win. Anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. So today, Mark Rosewater, every set, he posts this teaser where he goes over stuff that's coming up in the next set. So we got some like little snippets of text and some card description. So we're going to delve into this, see if we can figure out what actually is going to be coming with Lorwyn Eclipse. Before we do, though, we got a couple of sponsors today. Our show is brought to you by Foil Armor. Do you have problems with your foils curling? Well, Foil Armor is the ultimate solution for flattening your foils. It's a two-way humidity pack that you simply put inside an airtight container with your cards, and Foil Armor will absorb and release moisture, making your cards completely flat. Put it back in your storage box to keep your cards flat forever, and you can head over to foilarmor.com and use the code MTGGoldfish to get 15% off. Our show is also brought to you by Card Conduit, the easiest way to sell your Magic cards. If you ever get tired of the hassles of buy listing, you can skip in with Card Conduit. You can use your curated service fee to send in as many cards as you want with a buy list value of a dollar or more, and pay just a 5% service fee. And if you want to do a bit of work, you can use our sorted service where you list and sort your cards in advance. It pays just a 2% fee. Either way, you're going to get a detailed report with the results and a fast payment once your order is processed. And you can even get another 10% off by heading over to cardconduit.com/mtgoldfish. Card Conduit, it's the easiest way to sell your Magic cards. So thank you to our sponsors for supporting the show. And now it's time for the comment of the week. So last week, we ranked all of the five color commanders, maybe except for one, because our top comment comes from @yetanotherchad, says, "No love for Garth One Eye." Did we not talk about Garth? Did we like leave?
We didn't, and it's one of the ones that I play the most. I didn't think about it, but usually, like, my fallback commander for when I just play random five-color theme, I just like Garth for the
Make
Black
Lotus. Make a Black Lotus. Why not?
Yeah, it's a very cool one.
Yeah. I mean, Garth, I think Garth is kind of like cooler Kenrith, sort of, where it's just like a generically fine five-color commander, but like you don't really have to do too much to build around it. So I think it's fine. Anyway, we're not talking commander today. We're talking Lorwyn Eclipse. So let's start working our way through this teaser. So this comes from Mark Rosewater, posted on his Tumblr. I'll link the actual teaser in the description. So if y'all want to play along and make some guesses on what's coming up, you can play along there. So it says, before previews for Lorwyn Eclipse officially begins, I thought it would be fun to do another of my duelist style teasers where I give tiny hints of things to come. Note that I'm only giving partial information. And one thing I've learned going over these over the years is Mark won't directly lie in these and say something that isn't true, but he will be, like, sneaky or admit some things, so you kind of got to think in depth on this, because it's not always the most obvious answer. So first up, here are some things that you can expect in the set. Number one, a planeswalker that makes Kithkin creature tokens. So any speculation on what this could possibly be? I mean, white card, right? It's got to be white.
Yep, my notes say something white. That's,
I mean, yeah, it's white, but like we don't have any current commanders or current planeswalkers that are associated with.
It's a new
Kithkin,
right? Character. We do some not legendary Kithkins that could have found their spark. I'm thinking around, right? Like. Mm.
Oh,
and how
frigid?
Would that have come to be? Yeah. Oh, wait. No. What's the no? There's a white drop, white one drop.
Oh, Gaddock Teeg. There's two. There are two legendary Kithkin in Magic: Gaddock Teeg, Brigid, Hero of Kinsbale. Those are the two that exist currently.
So, I didn't read the lore on the latest one. No, never mind. It's wrong. So I was thinking, like, because you know in Bloomburrow, how if you're a regular person and you go to Bloomburrow, you're turned into a furry. Like Raoul Zarek turns into an otter.
I looked
at the card and he makes otter tokens. So I was like, oh, maybe it works the same in Lorwyn. It doesn't, because like the Lorwyn 5. Okay. I think they were on
the original.
Lorwyn 5. That's our new band's name, right?
Yeah. I think, oh my God.
Could a Johnny make Kithkin? Would that make sense? Like, because a Johnny's the Lorwyn 5 from Lorwyn.
Yeah. And he breaks Modern.
I think the
Game Cube.
I think the bigger question is, like, do you think this even matters? Because when I think of planeswalkers that make tokens, like Elspeth Stormslayer makes technically soldiers, no one plays it because it makes soldiers. They play it because it makes tokens. Like, does the creature type of this token, do you expect that to be a meaningful part of the card? Like, is this a planeswalker for Kithkin deck? Or is it just like a Elspeth that happens to make Kithkin this time because it's a Lorwyn thing?
This is the thing that is shocking, right? Because we kind of just came from a, like, Bloomburrow being a, you know, Kindred Matters set, or and then also Lorwyn also being a Kindred Matters set with all the synergies there.
Literally had the Kindred type. It was introduced there, so.
Yeah. So I think it's got to matter, right? It's got to matter.
I think it's up to if it pluses or minuses for the tokens. Like, if you get a token every turn, you can build around it. If it's, like, minus three, you get three tokens. It might actually be good, depending on that. Whatever. But I think if it's every turn, then it's relevant. Otherwise, it's probably just,
I mean,
just even, like, I think it's an emblem.
Make soldiers.
I think it's an emblem. Okay. I think it's an emblem to a three mana planeswalker. Right? Because it has to be, right? Because, all right, the reason why I say three mana planeswalker, it makes Kithkin, little guys. All right? Yeah. Right? Here, walk with me here. Little guys are usually, I imagine, if you're going to have a little guy who finds a spark, becomes a planeswalker, that's going to poop out more little guys. I think it's got to be attached to an emblem. Because in my mind, I'm imagining.
Oh, what about Figure of Destiny, the planeswalker?
And that
Oh my God, the last one would just flip it over into a planeswalker. I got behind that a lot.
I would.
Oh, yeah. It could be MDFC, huh?
It could be.
No way.
That'd be fun. Yeah, but they already did Figure of Destiny, Fable. But would they have a second figure of in the set? I would like them to.
Oh, right. That is true. We do already kind of have a reference to Figure of Destiny.
All right.
But then it would be perfectly flavorful if Figure of Destiny, you repeat the cycle, so you actually have literal Figure of Destiny, but a new
You start as the Kithkin Spirit War then just the next step would be you turn your Planeswalker Sparks or something.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That would be kind of sweet.
Sold.
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
I need it now.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on to the next one. This, I think, is one of the most interesting headings. So things you can expect, Kindred reprints. So if you don't know Kindred, it used to be Tribal. If you see Tribal whatever on a card, that is Kindred now. So if we go back to Lorwyn, there were 31 cards that are Kindred cards that were printed in Lorwyn. Doesn't say original Lorwyn. Doesn't necessarily say that they have to be reprints from Lorwyn, although seems less likely that all is dust, gets reprinted because it's an Eldrazi card or whatever. So I imagine the original Orwyn ones are probably like the most likely. So first off, Phil, I know you did some research on this. Are there any Kindred cards that actually see play right now? And then we can try to guess which of these cards actually get reprinted.
In Commander, the top four are Bitter Blossom. That makes a token every turn. Then, already kind of digging deep here, Lignify is like a card that invalidates commanders. Thornbite Staff, I never looked at this, but it is a shaman equipment.
That's a very powerful one, and it's a lot of money.
Thornbite Staff is good, and if that... It would also mean that untap stuff would come back, which it might, because there's another point here that references this. And Crypt Swap is like every creature type, and that's actually pretty cool. But all of them are commander, I guess, besides Bitter Blossom. Mm-hmm. Although, kind of times are over for Bitter Blossom in any other format than commander. But we do have a new Bitter Blossom coming up, so maybe that's
is it being a creature better or worse? Right? I'm worried that it might be worse.
It has flash, and then you draw.
But fire magic. Okay, I'm thinking too much standard, right? Because I'm thinking fire magic just hoses
standard,
your whole board because it's a creature, right? Including your Bitter Blossom. So the reprint has to be Spell Stutter Sprite. There has to be a Spell Stutter Sprite, right?
I mean, although it is worth pointing out that Spell Stutter is not technically a Kindred card. I mean, unless, I guess, like, so Mark Rosewater can be tricky on this. All he says is Kindred reprints. We're taking this to mean actual Kindred card type reprints, right? Like Bitter Blossom that has a Kindred type. Could he just mean that it's like tribal reprints? Like, could Spell Stutter Sprite fall under this because it's a Kindred card for fairies, even though it's not technically like it could? Would Mark Rosewater do that?
It could, right? That would be fine. That would, because it is
Rosewater
a Kindred
can be
reprint.
Sneaky. He can be sneaky. Like, would that count? Would you think that would count as a
it's like the rules lawyering at a commander where it's like I say, like, you're not going to kill me, right? And then the person responds with, I'm not going to attack you this turn. And then you have to be like, you know what I meant?
Wait a minute.
You know what I meant? Are you killing me next turn or no? And then they have to like backpedal and stuff. I don't want to be doing this with Mark Rosewater previews.
Nobody holds him accountable. Like, when the set releases, everybody forgets about this.
Maybe then it stops being fun.
So let's start here then. Of the current Kindred cards, and I mean with the words Kindred or Tribal, I guess, before it was, changed, but like, which of those would you like to see reprinted? And which do you think they actually would reprint in this set?
All the expensive ones.
Thorn by Staff for reprint value.
Wait, Thorn by Staff is actually a Kindred card? Huh.
Yes.
Yeah, it's shaman.
It's for shamans. Shamans were also a type. Like, they had the creature types, and then they also had like basically the profession types, where it was like rogue and warrior and shaman and
all the morning type ones.
Cleric.
Yeah.
It was like cleric and stuff, and and they added an extra layer of complexity to the draft, which I never got to play, but then I read like the post ops and was like, it was a disaster. People were so confused.
It's
expensive.
I feel like Crypt Swap's an easy one. Like, I feel like the Kindred, like, removal spells. What's the other one? Nameless Inversion, not as relevant for Commander, but if they're trying to do this for, like, Draft and for Standard, too. I feel like those are easy ones because they're all creature types, so it's a way that you can, like, add synergy to any deck in a draft, basically, right? No matter what creature type your deck is built around, one of these shapeshifter cards is going to be right at home because it happens to be that creature type. So I would bet on like Crib Swap, Nameless Inversion, because we know shapeshifters are coming back. But what about you, Krim? Any of the actual Kindred cards that you think are going to come back?
Seeing the fairy that is a Bitter Blossom on a body means that the main thing I want is not getting reprinted.
They can't do
right?
real,
like,
but
like
Bitter
they,
Blossom
I am not
too,
getting
right?
Bitter
no
Blossom.
Way. Yeah.
So
this is like a showcase thing, you know, like they run a bonus sheet and they put
that
on there.
That could be.
Other than that, I mean, like, I don't know. I could still see them putting something like a Spell Stutter Sprite. Because I consider a Kindred reprint, like, it's too obvious if you put Kindred reprint and it is a Kindred spell, right?
Yeah.
So
no, that's kind of what.
How dare us get the wording as we intend it to be?
I don't know, guys. I don't like to look into things like okay. I think that it's got to be something not obvious, right? Something that isn't just straightforward.
Marrow is sneaky. He could be. Maybe it is possible, Grimace, right?
We could get, like, a surprise. It's Eldrazi invading Lauron Eclipse, and we get Eldrazi conscription or something.
That would be
hilarious.
Is that,
please, no.
That is a tribal or a
it is. Eldrazi conscription is an Eldrazi aura. They could do it.
Okay, so this return to Lorwyn, right?
I
so
hope not.
Does this... Lorwyn block was like four sets or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So
Lorwyn, Morningtide, Shadowmoor, Eventide. Yeah.
Eventide. Yeah. So we're thinking too literal with Lorwyn, because wouldn't this just be all of that? Like potentially pulling from all four?
Yeah.
Or no?
It could, although a big chunk of the, I think all of the kindred cards came from Lorwyn and Morningtide, and Shadowmoor and Eventide didn't have any of them, if I'm remembering correctly. But yeah, right. So we should think of probably the entire block. So something like, what's the elf one? Elvish Promenade? With four mana, create a 1/1 green elf warrior token for each elf you control, kindred sorcery. Something like that I could see coming back. Like, so does anyone know, off the top of their head, or we could look this up, what are the creature types confirmed to be in Lorwyn Eclipse? Do we have a list of this, like, from the stories?
There's a list here for tokens, like Shapeshifter, Fairy, Elf, Treefolk, that's a... But here's a card. As this artifact enters, choose Elemental, Elf, Fairy, Giant, Goblin, Kithkin, Merfolk, Treefolk.
Okay,
know if
it, so
that's
it is...
the callback or the
That seems
things.
Like it's basically the creature types that you would expect that, and all of the main creature types.
They also did a Planeswalker guide where they cover, it's more of the lore and everything, a recap of the previous sets, like the storyline of the previous sets. But they also go over every single like major creature type and stuff. And I feel like that's probably going to be the ones that we're going to be seeing. And if it doesn't have its own like little thing, then I don't think we're going to see it. Like Boggarts or Goblins, Kithkin. There's Kithkin, Boggarts, elves, merfolk. They're
I have to imagine merfolk will get more support, right?
Yeah,
alone from like the standard scape,
Flame
right?
You think they're going to be white again? They kind of tried to sue you, merfolk.
That's the question. Will there be blue-white merfolk? Because, Sig was blue-black and blue-white.
We do have a Sig that was spoiled for Lorwyn Eclipse, and it is a blue-white card.
Oh.
Like, it's blue
so
and
then
flips into a white card. So I think they're going to be blue-white again based on the Sig that we saw spoiled.
And because you have to imagine that they're probably going to lean harder into the Merfolk design, because they also, they revealed Namor and all this Merfolk support in the Marvel set. So with that being Merfolk, there's got to be more Merfolk coming this set, and they've got to be... I don't know. I feel like they're going to beef up Merfolk. We got some cool ones, also that one from Aetherdrift as well. So, yeah, like, I'm curious to see how much Merfolk comes down the pipeline.
I can imagine them being Esper, too.
Coming back.
weren't they originally in also black? Like, Sig?
I'm pretty sure that was the, like, Shadowmoor versus Lorwyn thing, where, like, the Lorwyn one was blue-white, but then Shadowmoor's evil, and they're, like, blue-black in Shadowmoor. So, yes, it could be blue-black, too, because we're kind of both in this set, apparently, from what they've said.
God.
Yeah.
I just hope they don't bring back Night and Day. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
God, no.
I think they've learned that. We've also gotten
bring that back.
Perfect in theory, but
in practice.
I can't imagine after the disaster. That was because that was like multiple years ago. They had to have known at that point before they started finishing up Lorwyn Eclipse.
Yeah.
It was not a good mechanic at all.
Yeah, I think they hopefully learned
very well.
It would fit very well.
Don't say it, Phil. Don't put that out there.
It would be funny just for the memes.
All right. Our next thing to expect, some counters in the set, charge counters, flying counters, first strike counters, indestructible counters, lifelink counters, and dream counters. So most of those are typical. Ooh. The only one that stands out to me is dream counter. As far as I know, the only card in Magic that makes a dream counter is Rasputin from like Legends or
both.
Something.
He's back.
Yeah,
they're reprinting Rasputin.
Are they printing Rasputin in the Lorwyn?
No, they can't.
I think I got it. I think a dream counter makes sense. Outside of Rasputin, right? It's got to be like some kind of enchantment. Right? It's just an enchantment that puts a dream counter on there. It's got to be, right? It makes the most sense. Some kind of kindred enchantment? I don't know.
Like some Rasputin type card that just gets a dream counter of a flavor. I don't know. So far,
aren't the Rasputins
reserved list?
You remove a dream counter to add mana? So should we expect that whatever this one, is that what a dream counter means? Is like you remove this to add mana.
One, yes.
Should we expect Lorwyn, whatever the card ends up being, you remove the dream counter to add mana? Or can dream counter mean anything and it's just like a flavor word, do you think?
Rasputin doesn't, like, there's no inherent quality to the dream counter. It's just the Rasputin card can remove a dream counter to add generic mana, colorless mana. So it's not an inherent quality of the dream counter. So they can do whatever they want with it. Maybe it's, I'm thinking if they're trying to make it a major mechanic, I would imagine it's like whenever it would be tied towards transforming or something like that.
Yeah.
Or fairies. Fairies are doing like, they steal people's like dreams. So maybe it would be like a fairy-based thing. Like if you do something fairy-based, you get a dream counter and then you can spend the dream counter somehow.
But it could also
be something that just sleeps in a creature and then every upkeep you remove a counter and then it wakes up and untaps. Can just be some limited chaff, sadly.
But that's like a stun counter, no?
Or like a one-off rare.
It is kind of a stun counter.
Weird counters that just like are one-offs because it fits the flavor of the card. But what were you going to say, Grim?
What's that mechanic? It was from Ravnica Allegiances. It was like a mutate. Or not mutate. The one where you pay to activate it, it gets some kind of counter.
Adept.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is just going to be adept. Like, it does something differently because it has a dream counter on it, but, like, you know, it's just going to essentially be that. It would make sense when it comes to, like, the night and day cycles, right? You could just say this card has a dream counter if you, I don't know, do something
day.
And it does its night mode. If it's day,
If it's day.
I'm looking at the Planeswalker guy. They say they have assassination of dreams, illusion magic. They steal, they gather dream stuff from sleeping creatures. So I feel it has to be like some fairy has like a dream counter. That's my called shot. I don't think it's going to be a major mechanic, but it's going to be like one fairy does something sleepy like, and steals, like, and then you have dream counters and you can do it just for flavor.
Yeah, that's how
dream
I would go with
stealer
that.
Or something.
I don't know what it'll do, but I would guess a one-off card rather than a mechanic. If I had to pick, that would be my guess. All right, let's move on to this next one. I think this one's kind of easy because there's only like a few possibilities for this. So, things to expect: another card from the Thirst Four cycle. If you don't know the cycle, it started with Thirst for Knowledge, I believe, back in Mirrodin, which is 3 mana instant, draw 3, then discard 2 cards, unless you discard an artifact. Then we got one that was Thirst for Meaning, same thing, but you discard 2 unless you discard an enchantment. Then we got Thirst for Discovery, you discard 2 unless you discard a basic land. So my question for you is, what are we discarding this time? What do you think the requirement is? We've gotten basic land, artifact, enchantment. What do you discard with this new Thirst to avoid having to draw discard 2 cards? Any guesses?
Probably creature.
Because it's 2025 Magic, non-basic land.
Ooh, and non-basic. That would actually be stronger than Thirst for Discovery,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. That's why I think it's going to just
be
non-basic.
Instant, right? Sorcery, I guess.
You don't want to discard. I guess you could.
I mean, you don't want to discard an enchantment as well, but...
But I think
guess
because of power
the
creep,
best, yeah.
It's got to be non-basic land. Because also, I just think of
best,
shocks
yeah.
coming back, hybrid. Like, when you think of the whole scenescape of the set, you have hybrid mana probably, right?
Definitely.
Saw shocks
we
coming back. Then you know what I mean? So I think it's going to play with something like with non-basic land. That's my guess.
My guess is creature. Yeah. Just to fill out the cycle a little. Cleaner.
Kindred? I wonder how deep they go on
that's
Kindred.
So
it could
deep.
Be if you discard a Kindred
that's
card.
That's too specific.
Too deep? Okay.
Yeah, that's just a draw 3, discard 2 in practice.
Maybe Commander is thought about it, like it's thought about in the design of this, so maybe it's like you have to discard a legendary card.
I'm going to say instant. I think it's going to be instant. Like a Flamekin card. Flamekin are like, is it in this set? And they're like instant sorceries type stuff, so...
Let me ask you guys a
instant
more important question.
Sorcery would be very good.
Right? Oh. Isn't that what the that new one good. Does? What's her face? The flame
the Aisling?
Aisling.
Aisling. I think I it believe, does like something.
I believe so. New Aisling, well, you may discard a card. If you do, draw a card, then you flip it, and then... Oh, no, it doesn't have anything to do with spells. So it just flips and makes mana and so forth. Question about the Thirst Four. Does this matter? Like, we have the three Thirst Fours already. Do you guys play these cards? Like, are they still good enough in 2025 to be part of your card draw? Like, let's say you're playing an artifact deck. I know you got a Mishra deck, Phil. Do you play Thirst for Knowledge in that deck? Because, I can discard an artifact.
I was in the pre-con, but
okay.
Pretty quick.
Could they print a version of that would be good? Like, if they put the absolute most powerful word, non-basic land maybe, but whatever the most powerful version is, would it be good? Or is just like 3 mana, draw 3, discard 2, or 1, not good enough anymore?
3 mana, this draw 3 isn't too good.
Yeah. Make it cost 2
I'm
mana.
Sorry, Richard. If it's 2 mana.
Make it cost 2 mana. 2 mana, I would sometimes not even put it in my deck sometimes, but...
I would argue that you're doing more than just drawing 3, though. Right? Because the discard in the right deck is actually like, you're way up, right? You're super plus.
If it's discarded creature, you could say, reanimate and then end of turn. I mean, they're all instants, right? So end of turn, discard your reanimation payoff and then.
But if hear you just me paid out. 2 mana and times... you drew 3 cards and you didn't discard any? Yeah.
Well, that's bad, right? For some decks, I want to discard. That's what I'm saying. Like, imagine this.
Hey, put a little lesson in your graveyard.
I've definitely casted this with the intent of not trying to discard only one. I want to discard 2 cards.
All right, let's move on to our next one. Things to expect. A card that makes something a coward. So this is a callback to an infamous meme card in a Boldwire Intimidator, which was originally in Future Sight, I believe, and then was also printed in Morning Tide. But it's this big 7-drop that's a giant warrior, and it says cowards can't block warriors, hey? And then you can make things cowards and make things warriors, so you can get in damage. It was kind of a funny meme thing. We've got a couple references to this over the years. There's a Reprobation that came in Modern Horizons that literally just enchants a creature, and it loses all abilities and becomes a coward. What do you guys think? What are you expecting for this new coward card? What'll it do, and will it be good?
It's going to help warriors a little bit. Yeah. It's going to be a red card. It's going to make something a coward, and then you can't block it.
They all do the same thing.
I think it's going to be red-white hybrid.
Right?
Because
yeah,
it's got to be Kithkin. Because Kithkin are most likely like to have warriors and soul. I guess it's tied to warriors, in my opinion.
Giants, right?
I mean, the original one is a giant.
The original one is a giant, because I remember white has its giant warriors, and then, but Kithkin also could have warriors as well.
Yeah, but I think it's Kithkin soldiers. Wait, I think the theme is that you're...
Think of the knights, archers, coward. Soldiers.
Because
no,
you fear the thing. I mean, you don't fear Kithkin, though. They're cute.
Oh, kind of dude. Hold on.
I mean, Figure of Destiny started as a 1-1, and then he becomes a spirit warrior avatar with 8/8 flying first strike, you know?
Yeah, once he's no longer a Kithkin, he becomes
No, he's still a Kithkin.
I mean, I think it's going to be a tie to something that is a Kithkin warrior.
Okay.
Maybe it's funny because it intimidates stuff even though it's a Kithkin, but I don't think we're going to get huge Kithkins or something.
Wow.
It probably doesn't really matter because so far none of the coward cards have been good. They're all even by commander standards.
Gornog. Gornog.
Slaps.
Gornog slaps. He slaps.
That's no Sethron.
Gornog is a hairy arrow.
Gornog's better in Changeling, so he's therefore a better card.
Okay. All right.
All right. Something else you can expect. A card that tutors. Every turn you get to tutor. It doesn't tell you what you're going to tutor or how much mana you got to pay for this effect or what it's attached to. But what do you guys think of, what do you think of this one? Is this going to be some silly like, oh, you get to ramp a basic land every turn on your end step
or
something?
Into your hand.
Like tutor technically could mean a lot. Or it could be busted. Demonic tutor every turn. Land tax,
Land tax at standard. Oof.
Ooh, well, that would actually be... Well, actually, that'd be interesting. Latin text does kind of push you towards monocolor a little bit, right? Or at least a lot of basics. Hmm.
You don't run a lot of basics in two-color ducks in standard? Am I that out of touch?
Oh, in standard.
Some run like...
Gotta play those standard,
you don't have basics in your two-color deck? You can't run lane tags? No, get
a
out of
couple.
Here.
I got a couple.
Get out of
basics.
Here.
I think it's going to be a big mythic.
You think a big mythic? That
I think
like
it's
does...
a big mythic. It's got to be, right? This... A card that tutors every turn and how popular that... When I think of like Commander, what Commander players love doing, like Tomer, they love shuffling. And I genuinely think, though, something that tutors every turn and stated the way that it is, it's meant to appeal to Commander players.
Oh, it could be. I was thinking... There's one card it could be referencing. There's Marilyn of the Mornsong.
Yes.
It's a mono-black commander. Players can't draw cards at the beginning of each player's draw step. That player loses 3 life. Searches the library for a card, puts it in their
combos.
Hand, shuffles. Oh yeah. I think you just put something like Oppo Agent with it, and then everybody cries.
It's got to be a new Marlin. It's got to be, because that's from Morning Tide. So it has, and it's like an Elf Wizard. Like it's got to be. It's got to be a new Marlin. My guess is it's really expensive. I don't think they would make this version of Marlin again, like something similar where each player tutors, because it's just so bad. Like Marlin's, either you do the like Oppo Agent stack some thing, or your opponent just, if you play it fairly, tutors and then kills your Marlin, which makes it very, very tough. So I don't think they can just reprint it, but if you just put like a 7-drop or something that was at the beginning of your upkeep, demonic tutor, would that be too busted?
Instead
if it's
of
an
drawing,
8-drop,
right?
Yeah,
if
like
you
can't
eight,
draw.
You get it.
8-drop. Like, there's got to be some mana cost where just like demonic tutor every turn is kind of okay on a creature.
And I think 8.
It's just like 2-drop a basic every
seven,
turn.
That's...
Like, it's not going to. Yeah. It'd be just very disappointing.
Kindred, basic.
It's got to be a
like
mythic,
super narrow.
Though. I think this is going to be a mythic. Well, I can't wait to find out. It's got to be.
I could see that. It's an
I
exciting
would be
line.
Shocked if that, if that is one of those baits. It's like. Every turn, you search for a basic planes and put it into your hand if the opponent has more lands than you, which can, whatever. It's no,
that's fair.
Every turn. All right, this next one we might have already solved. Things you can expect, a card that copies triggers. So they've been doing these like story spoilers. So we've gotten a couple of early cards. And one of them is a Strixhaven card, Kirill, a tenant first year. It's a 3-drop 3/3 Boros hybrid creature, a legendary vampire cleric. Says you can tap 2 untapped creatures you control, copy target triggered ability you control. You can choose new targets for the copy, activate only once each turn. So do you guys think that's the card, or are we going to have another copying card on top of it?
I think that's got to be the card, right?
It's got to be it.
Oh, man, that's going to be so good.
What do you think of that card?
Good.
I don't think we've talked about
so
it.
So busted.
That card is so good.
Even so with the once per turn restriction?
Yeah.
What about once per turn? It doesn't even have like a haste restriction. It's not even expensive. It pays for half of itself by just because you only need to tap 2 creatures. So you just need to have another creature laying around. And then if you wide. Oh
that
God,
plus the
so
elementals,
good.
Right? The emptinesses and like deceits and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you can copy those. I mean, and then if you're thinking standard, you throw it in the cauldron, Agatha's Soul Cauldron. Great. You get to copy more things, more abilities.
Oh, because it's an activated ability. I just want to try it in Pharaoh's Rock Rick. It's a legendary. It's 2 colors, and I have a thing to copy, so it's probably going to...
I mean,
get a chance there.
At worst case, it's like a pretty sweet Panharmonicon. You get the once per turn restriction, but it's super cheap, and you like have this, cast your ETB trigger card, you tap this and that thing, you have to double the trigger. Like, you can just play it as a value engine. So I think the card's sweet, but I imagine that's it's got to be what Mero's referencing. It's got to be.
Creatures, pretty risky in standard, though. That seems a little optimistic to do in standard. Like, if you tap 2 creatures in standard, you might just get overrun as it is. Although, I don't know, the talents, it's right now, I don't know, you just get your thing quenched and bounced, whatever. but
you can do this at instant speed, right?
Yeah, so, you can like, do this on your first turn.
Yeah, you can do it on your...
Only triggered abilities, right? So it doesn't work with, like, fetch lands, like, activated abilities you can't copy. That was my first one. I was like, if I can copy fetches with this, it's, like, the best ramp in a Boros deck, but sadly not quite that good. But let's move on to the next one. This one, We got a lot of options to choose from, but we should be able to narrow it down. So something to expect, a keyword introduced in 2025 returns. So what keywords? So this is keywords, which is different than mechanics, right? Keywords are like flying is a keyword or haste is a keyword.
I have a huge list.
What is a list?
Which
is this from 2025 or all of? Okay.
It's 2025 non-universes beyond. Like, I don't think we get job select or web slinging. And some of them I kind of already, like, some of them are in brackets. Okay, so we got exhaust. Maybe that's kind of likely. Speed, no. Endure, flurry. That was the two spells a turn. I don't know if that counts as a keyword. It's more like a mechanic. So endure is a keyword. Renew, that's... What does it do? Is that the thing where you exile from a graveyard
and it does something?
Mobilize, we won't see because it's warrior tokens. That would be kind of weird. Harmonize sounds very Lorwyn-y. I would love some more harmonized cards because they're pretty good. Omens also sounds
Lorwyn.
Behold. Ooh. I don't know.
Could that just work with the Lorwyn creature types? So you could have like Behold an Elf, Behold a Merfolk, Behold a Kithkin.
Then EOE had very space theme or space called keywords like warp, something, void, nah, and then the other one, station. No way.
Watching me that. Elves have spaceships on this plane.
They're spacecraft on Lorwyn now.
And that is, okay. That is kind of the things that I thought would be.
I think Behold works because if they're focusing heavily on creature types and stuff, like
maybe
that's a good way to be like, hey, you run a lot of Kithkin. You can run Behold cards.
I don't think we already have Evoke.
Was Behold this year?
Yes.
Behold was...
Dragon's Duck here.
It was like unkeyworded old Trucker Dragon's Door. It worked the same, but it wasn't keyworded.
And a keyword introduced in 2025, does that mean now that we keyworded it, it's introduced?
I would, you never know with Mario. He might be being sneaky, but I would assume that it would count. I mean, most of these just don't make sense, right? It's not going to be start your engines. Like, that doesn't make sense. I guess it could be, like, some random, like, mobilize or something for, like, if you attack, it's fine. I think Exhaust or Behold would be the two that make the most sense to me.
Remember
Harmonize and Behold, I think, makes sense.
Are they allowed to do Universes Beyond keywords? Is that like even on the table? Because like, are we just like, they're not doing bending, even though it would be cool to do. But like, what about, I don't know, Mayhem? Is Mayhem allowed, or is that like Spider-Man lawyers will come in and spider sue them?
Search for that.
what is the arena version of it called? Yeah, we have an easy way to figure this out. I'm pretty sure that Mayhem is okay, but the other one, the web slinging, is not.
In web. It's in web.
It's in web. They haven't changed that one.
So we remember when we had Army and Amass turned into Amass Slivers and Amass whatever. So maybe we get Mobilize Elves.
Ooh.
A little clunky, but that would be very playable if you attack with something and it spawns elves.
That would be that would actually be much better on elves. I'm gonna go Behold makes the most sense to me, but it could be any of those, I guess.
Although, actually, as I think about it, Mobilize makes soldiers, right?
They make warriors.
Yeah, warriors.
Oh, warriors.
Red
Bulls. I mean, and your cowards can be can't warriors. Block them.
Yeah. Hold on. Maybe it's Mobilize.
Maybe.
Right?
But I'm kind of talking myself into it now.
What would be
the
one that gets that, which is the red one? It's not gonna be goblins. I don't think they mobilize, really.
Red, white, but hybrid mana.
Giants are usually solitary.
Boros
Giants would be weird with Mobilize.
Boros hybrid. Some Boros hybrid. Kithkin.
I mean, Kithkin.
Come
go
on,
into
guys.
Red.
Okay, I'm clearly leading.
It's gotta be Mobilize.
Kithkin would be the most likely to mobilize because they're very they're very organized
and terrifying.
And terrifying.
Right, Phil?
Sure.
So we're getting near the end of this section. Things you can expect. a number of Lorwyn Shadowmoor Black mechanics have cameos. So mechanics from the original set, not going to be fully supported, but come back maybe on a card here or there. Maybe some reprints, maybe, if they reprint something that has an old mechanic on it.
There's so many. I got a list again.
What is the list, Phil?
Okay. Hybrid. Okay. That is, we know this. Clash. Okay.
In our interest, I hope so.
There's got to be a clash.
That mechanic sucks.
Highway.
It's so bad, cool, but it's so good.
A changeling we know is coming back. Persist and what's the other one? Persist
evoke.
And
there,
no, the opposite of persist.
Oh, undying. No, persist.
Although undying isn't in it. I think
undying
wait, persist,
in there. Yeah.
Did you say prowl?
Yeah, persist.
Prowl is on here as well.
Okay.
Then wither, conspire, untap symbol. Chroma, they're not going to bring back Chroma. they might. Just if it's just one card, I guess it can
have Chroma. Yeah.
Or reinforce, retrace. Retrace is kinda...
Retrace, I definitely could see being
retrace
back
is
on a
sick.
Card.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the untap symbol coming back. That is...
Why not? They could do some untap
cards. Let me get
their
stuff. That's what I meant with if stuff of their like Thornbite stuff.
Yeah.
That would be two flies with one swat here. We get an untapped symbol back, old mechanic, and a reprint from a kindred card.
Oh, what
card.
About Champion?
Yeah, maybe I didn't get all of them. That was just Google AI answers telling me probably only half of them. There's so many. It was four sets. So many new abilities.
Which is why it's very easy to pull one of each, right? There's got to be Champion. I mean, we had Mistbind Click. We had Wandering. Yeah, like there's a lot.
I don't know. Champion's so not good, though.
But when you beef Chroma. It up.
Chroma's, you know, man, there's some bad mechanics. I forgot how bad some of the mechanics were in that block. Some of the mechanics were pretty bad. Hideaway.
There's
I think Hideaway comes back.
What about I think
Hideaway
Conspire
lands.
Would be very fun.
Conspire
is good, yeah.
Yeah.
Conspire. Sure. I mean, Wither seems like an easy one since we already have gotten confirmation and -1/-1 counters because of the new elf spoiler. So, like, I would imagine you could get a random Wither card, which means the damage is dealt with -1/-1 counters, kind of like infect without the infect.
Persist as well.
I hope they just have a lot of references to old lore. And they put one of each of those mechanics in. One of each of the old mechanics.
I mean, have you
like,
seen
I'd
the spoilers?
So far, they're super nostalgic.
They better bring back all the old artists as well. Like, I need more Steve Prescott on my artwork. I need more Rebecca Gay, 100%.
I need the old Lorwyn art on old border basics. That's... it's not going to happen, though. Just would be nice.
Oh, Larry McDougall, get him back. He hasn't done it in a very long time. Come on.
So then we have the tokens. Some of the tokens from the set, and honestly, nothing super earth-shattering here. 1/1 colorless shapeshifter, 1/1 blue black fairy, 2/2 black green elf. That might be different because I think elves were 1/1 black green elves last time we were there. 3/3 green elk, 3/4 green tree folk. So kind of what you'd expect. 3/3 elk. Does that mean Oko is on Lorwyn?
It would make sense, right?
Like
you don't. Yeah,
maybe that's the reprint.
So I started playing 1v1 Magic with my girlfriend, just with her commander deck. And at some point, I had to explain Oko to her, and it's not in the deck anymore for when I play with her. She said, no, you're not going to play
this. You got rule zeroed.
This one made the rule zero.
They didn't have an elk in the previous... Yeah, they didn't have an elk in the previous sets that I can find.
Oh, wait. We've been on commercial break for all this Universes Beyond stuff. Aren't we still following Kellen around the multiverse until we get to Reality Shift this summer? I forgot about Kellen.
No,
I'd rather go back to commercials. It's going to be Kellen growing up towards like his dad. And I forgot.
I'm actually looking... The closest we have... to an elk in the set is Game Trail Changeling. Just because the art is like, it looks like elkish. A moose. I think it's like a moose, which is like almost elkish.
So that could be
Oko. Oko makes sense.
Yeah.
But I just need to know the most important thing is, are we going to see Baby Boy, Amiiboy Changeling? Right? Like that's what we need. I need a direct
reprint.
Just a straight up reprint.
I actually want to ask you guys, do you think that changelings are actually going to be a supported thing? Like, do you expect several to many changelings in this set? Or do you think the Mutable Explorer is just a one-off shout-out to Mutavault, like a nostalgia card? So do you think we're actually going to have, like, a bunch of shapeshifter changelings running around?
Yeah. Their main purpose is to smooth out limited. If they're going to be focusing on the archetypes around creature types, which they did in Bloomborough and it wasn't very good, spoiler. so hopefully they do a better job on this one. And also the first time they did it, it wasn't good, allegedly. Well, from what I read, I never played it myself. So you have to kind of like smooth it out, right? Like, if you want a Kithkin deck that you're running, you don't have too many Kithkin, you can put in some changes. That was the whole point of them. So they're 100% showing up again.
They are sweet. Maybe you'll get some juice for your Erdragon deck, Tomer.
I'm just hoping it's not too good. Like, just don't give me like a 5-color changeling commander that gives all your changeling ETB draw cards and makes 5 treasures.
You don't want to replace your Erdragon with a
No, I just don't want it to be too easy. And then it's like, oh, my deck is too strong and I can only play it in bracket 4.
It's already strong. No,
yeah,
no,
it's already.
Yeah, it's already bracket 4.
It's kind of bad, actually. It's fine.
All right. So this last section, I mean, I guess we can go over this real quick because we're just going to read these. So a creature type blind from the set, Kithkin Ranger, Elemental Scout, Fairy Assassin, Naga Rogue, Goblin Sorcerer, Oof, Giant Mercenary, Treefolk Cleric, Horse Serpent, Elf Fairy Noble, and then some card names from the set: Bark of Doran, Champions of the Perfect, Chaos Spewer, Flitterwing Nuisance, that's gotta be a fairy, Guiltleaf's Embrace, Glister Baron, Mirror Form, Moonglove Extractor, Moonshade, and Scuzbeck Scrounger. Anything to say about those? I'm not even sure.
Wait, Flutterwing Nuisance has got to be Power Crept Spell Stutter Sprite.
Oh, Flutterwing. Oh, my God. That actually does sound like a Spell Stutter.
Right?
Except it's probably going to be like 3 mana sprite or something. It'll probably be better, but more expensive, I bet.
It's going to be blue-blue. It'll be blue-blue.
Oh, okay. Blue-blue.
Did we see like a dog type thing? Maybe that's like a pun. It was like this flower dog.
That would be so sick if it was a floral dog and they called it Bark of Doran.
I mean, there is an artwork of a floral dog in the D&D thing they spoiled.
They're going to be a tree. Like they have treants, right? So I mean, they could have, treants can have pets too.
And it's
funny.
It's got to be a damage equal to toughness thing, right? That's all I think of with Doran is damage equal to toughness. Maybe it's like some sort of... it could be a dog. I'm thinking it's like literally, wasn't Doran a tree folk and like literally a piece of his bark and that's like a relic now or something perhaps, but
maybe anyway.
Noggles are back too. I'm very happy
Noggles.
About that.
Oh man, the Noggles. I hope they do. Wasn't that the set where they had the 2-color Noggles where like if you have 2 mountains or 2 islands and you get their ability? I hope they bring that back. That was kind of a fun way to like push people into playing. Like, I guess 2-color decks.
That was Eventide. They had a cycle of it. And the best one for Commander was the Dwarger. It was a white-red hybrid.
Right?
Yeah, the Boris one. And you can, like, disenchant and blow up an artifact.
Oh, yeah, I
actually
play
this
in Commander, yeah.
Yeah.
So here's our final section. I don't know how we're going to do with this, but these are some rules text snippets that are showing up on the card. So our goal is going to be to take these rule text snippets and see if we can figure out what the card might be like, mana cost or color or whatever. So the first one, as this artifact enters, I think it might be an artifact, choose elemental, fairy, giant, goblin,
ooh,
Kithkin, merfolk, or tree folk. I bet you this is a myth. This is either like some ridiculous mythic with all the creature types, and then you choose the creature type and it does something busted like a Vanquisher's Banner or something, maybe better than that.
Busted.
Or it's like some random draft common that's just like a mana rock that you choose the creature type and it makes a mana for that
type.
I think
it's a mana rock.
Fixing,
It sounds like draft fixing. It's going to be like a 2-drop that like taps for colorless. And then it asks for any color if you're casting that creature.
Yeah, that seems like the most likely explanation. All right, next one. Where X is the difference between its power and toughness.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be on a creature, right? Because it's power or toughness.
So it's this is going to be a tree folk. This is going to be a tree folk card.
Oh,
because
right.
they like big butts, and they screwed it up a couple times in the past with tree folk with small butts. I did not enjoy it, but this time they have to bring it back.
Oh, I want Indomitable Ancients. Do you remember that card? It's like a 4-mana, like 11 toughness white tree folk. I miss those big butt tree folk. Any other guesses on this one?
Yeah, buffing creatures.
I mean,
creatures
it would be also
thing.
Nice to have that, and then you could play with the Abzan cards from Dragons.
Oh,
so,
right.
Because I know they had some toughness matter stuff, so yeah, maybe, mm-hmm. maybe it's going to be some big butts.
I think it's going to be and such.
Ooh, is it going to be like an overrun effect? Is it to give the creatures +1/+1 equal to the difference? Boom.
Ooh, like an attack trigger when it attacks? You know, that would, I could see that. I could see that actually being a card. I like that.
I like that, yeah.
All right, Krim,
it is pretty
one.
Easy to buff toughness if you get any value out of it.
That's,
you can,
yeah.
Depends.
Tower defense. What, is it tower defense? Oh, is that the like
yeah,
+0/+5 that you just kill people?
Yep.
Yeah.
Classic Dwarven kill strategy.
Right. Krim, this one's for you. Counter all spells your opponents control. As our resident control mage, Krim, how valuable is it to counter all the spells rather than just one of a spell? Like, is that actually an appealing thing in a commander control deck?
This is going to just be like everything else, like counter whatever, the super counter everything on the stack, right?
Right.
That's better, though.
Those have always been just a fine one-off unless you're playing CDH. They are just I'm going to counter one spell. It never counters anything more. No,
yeah. If it counters abilities, yes. Like cast triggers are pretty reasonable, and you can get people with this.
But this is just spells.
Yeah, this sounds like only spells, unfortunately.
It's going to be like a 3-mana counter spell that nobody's going to be playing. It's like Whirlwind Denial, except worse.
Yeah.
That's my guess. Is like
it's
going to
just be Summary Dismissal, et cetera. Actually, I'm surprised.
Unless it's like a hoop. It's like maybe if you have like, if you control 5 fairies, then you can cast it for like 0 mana or something.
For free,
like that.
Yeah.
I'm more so surprised this doesn't say Exile. All spells.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because then with the way the pattern has gone, everything is uncounterable, so you have to be ready to be able to exile from uncountable, right? So that's why you had Airbending. You also had the Aven Interrupter card kind of just exile spells off the stack. So the fact that they kind of went back to counter tells me that this is just going to be some, like, probably uncommon.
Yeah, maybe this is the new spell stutter. Maybe that's
it. It could be a fairy payoff. Maybe there's more text, but I don't know.
I'm curious how that would happen. I guess like maybe it's like, if you control X fairies, then counter all spells your opponents control.
Oh, that could be, yeah. Counter one spell, and then if you have enough, you counter all of them. I could see something like that. All right, this next one seems pretty straightforward. Spend only to cast spells with mana value 4 or greater. It got to be like a mana dwarf, right? Or something. Yeah. I mean, I guess it could be in the right deck. It's got to be like a mana dork.
It's probably going to be supporting giants. I'm imagining their giants are back, and I think they were white red in Lorwyn, and then I think they were red green in Shadowmoor block, and they kind of cared with high mana value, kind of. So yeah, I feel like this is like they did it in Spider-Man with red green. So I feel like this is kind of like their go-to these days for red-green is like, they're going to be big creatures. I'm going to have them high mana value. And we need to ramp for it.
But if it's in any way efficient, some decks don't care if it's only 4 or greater, especially in Commander. And then if it's any good, it's good. But it's probably going to be a 2-drop mana dog. And we already got the something Rona's thing. And this would be busted if any of those were busted. But it's 2 mana, so...
It's going to be like 2 mana and tap for 2. Because we have Spider Manifestation. That it taps for 1, but then if you cast a spell mana 4 or greater, you untap this creature. So this has to be like, it's a 2 mana, but it taps for 2. And then you're going to only spend it on this.
If it's 2,
like that.
I don't care.
Is that
it's 1,
3.
Is that too good? Do we have a 2 mana mana dork that just straight up taps for 2? I'm trying to think. Would that be too busted?
I mean,
busted?
We have a
2-mana that
for
commander
4.
Doesn't matter, but...
What, like, I just think of Rafael.
You say on the Commander podcast.
Well, I mean, Commander is fine. Like, you can ramp into big things. But this set's also going to be legal in other formats. But, all right. If this is the third time this ability has resolved this turn, comma, Not much to go on. We don't know what the ability is. We don't know what the payoff is. Any thoughts on this one?
I don't know. Sephiroth is good. That's five
this
times.
Ability.
So. You win the game.
Oh. Wait, is it there's a tea flame can. There's a flame. Oh, no, wait. What's it called? No.
Champion.
It's like if you keep putting mana into it, if you do it like fifth time or something, you get like a big mana thingy. What was it? But is it not a flamekin? No, it's an elemental because
it's
the flamekin
elemental.
And then it's like called flamekin something or something. I don't know.
I remember. Yeah. I remember that card from Limited. I can't remember its name though.
Soulbright Flamekin.
Yeah.
Two mana. Target creature gains trample until end of turn. If this is the third time this ability has resolved this turn, you may add. That's so many pips. Is it eight? It's eight pips to your mana pool? Eight pips.
I mean, I guess you spent six, so you get back eight, so you're like plus two and you gave trample. Yeah.
Bam.
Since we get back Ashling, I think Modern Horizons Ashling also had like, if that's a third time or something.
Oh, yeah.
So not the first time we see this on a creature. It is just, it says nothing. Just as a line of text. We don't know. Next one's interesting, though.
This next one, this creature enters with six -1/-1 counters. Ooh.
I got a request here. Please let this be an undercosted reanimation spell. That would be so abusable if it's like a two-mana reanimation and then you get untapped triggers or a huge creature. Ooh, yes.
No,
that would be busted.
If you remember,
we got
elves are Golgari, right? So I think this is going to be some hybrid giant like elf or something like that, or like a horde of elves. And they play with 1/1 counters, -1/-1 counters. And I think the idea is that maybe you could just like, I don't know, this set allows you to like give out, move the -1/-1 counters or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. In Shadowmoor, they had a big thing where creatures would be entering with counter -1 counters.
Yeah.
And then you could remove the -1/- counters to do stuff. There was a card that was played a little bit in Pauper way back when I played Pauper in
Morsel Horde?
2011. No, it was like Witherbark something. It was a disenchant effect.
Yep.
And it was like a 4/4, but it entered with two counters on it, and you could remove a counter to disenchant. Am I crazy? Is it Witherbark?
I don't remember the name of this.
I know what you're talking about. We have it.
No.
Wither, and it's like a tree. No, it's not Wither then. Oh my God. It's a tree folk for sure.
Oh, yeah. I can't. Scryfall doesn't do well with -1/-1 counters for some reason. I don't know how to type it in there in a way that works.
Wickerbow Elder. There we go.
Oh
my God.
Right. You remove
four mana, 4/4
enters
with a -1/-1 counter. You remove a counter to destroy target artifact or enchantment. It's got to be like a reference to like Shadowmoor, and that's.
Yeah. They're going to do more with that where you can do something by removing the counter. It has to.
There's going to be a lot of tree folk horrors, and they're all going to be doing silliness like that.
I just hope it's a spell and then it's busted.
I'd be shocked. I think it's some big creature that like enters with a bunch of -1/-1 counters on it, and then as you do something, you remove them, and eventually ends up being like a big dumb creature. That'd be my guess. But
and it's gonna be like green or green black.
I mean, we already know elves is green black and deals with -1/-1 counters, so I think that makes sense.
I think you're probably right. Just from the wording, this creature. It would be called enters. It enters with.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think it's probably not a spell based on.
No.
That would be the funniest spell wording. all right. At the beginning of each end step, if you put a counter on a creature this turn, do something. We don't know what.
Draw a card?
Draw a card is fine. I'll take
it's
that.
It's only once each turn, though. I think.
Draw a card
do,
or
fine.
Stun, right? Fairies stun. Like to like sleep. Things, right? So that's like a stun counter.
How about destroy a land?
I think it's going to be a minus one counter.
Yeah. It's going to be a throwback to Shadowmoor.
It works with counters on opponent's creatures. Like if on a creature, so you can put it on opponent's creatures. So it's probably black, blue, something.
Could be like
and that might be. Oh, if it's draw a card, that would be so good and limited. If you wither down the opponent's creatures and draw cards for it. And proliferate.
Oh, it's Blight, right? Right? It's going to be Blight.
Yeah, Blight is
they already revealed the keyword. Elves, black green elves have Blight.
That's
so.
You're right.
So you're going to Blight something, and then whenever you put a counter, you're going to like
It can't just activate itself. That probably when it enters, it blights, and then it has this trigger, and then you have to trigger it other ways, the other turns.
It, I could see it being like an enchantment, like a payoff that you play with the blight creatures or something. I think that's possible. All right, next one. We got three more. You may cast that card without paying its mana cost if the spell's mana value is less than or equal to the amount of life you gained this turn. So
this can be very good.
I mean, it could be. You never know, because it could be 12 mana or it could be 2 mana. It could be busted. Hope. It could be unplayable. Yeah, it sounds like a hope.
Can be Hideaway.
That's
Hideaway is a good one.
Oh my god, please.
I know this card is going to be so expensive because people love Life Gain cards.
Hope.
Yeah. Hope spiking it already.
How's Hideaway?
No.
You may play the exiled card without paying its mana cost if you attacked with three or more creatures this turn.
No,
but what about
the
mage that had an updated Hideaway text?
Oh, right.
The one from Watcher of Tomorrow or something?
Watcher, yeah, Watcher or something. I could see
this one
Hideaway
triggers
seems
a little
possible.
Different, I think.
I don't think the
this one's
wording
when
matches
leaves the battlefield, put the exiled. Nah, it always says the exiled cards.
The exiled
then we have
card.
The cards from.
Well,
the
they have clerics in the previous one.
The exiled
I'm trying to think what Lorwyn creature type is a life gain type, or
Giants,
maybe this is just a one off.
Giants did a little it's bit.
I don't remember there being
clerics,
a crazy
maybe.
Amount of life gain synergy from the last, like,
clerics,
last time around.
But like they didn't really do
but
that
they didn't,
much. Like,
that card, it's good in Soul Sisters. That's going to be one card.
Something for the arena players out there to trigger their Johnny's Bride mates.
Right now.
It's going to be like a card draw, but then if you gained life, then you could also cast it for free or something like that.
Ooh.
Oh, that would be, that'd be like pretty that. Good. All right, this one seems straightforward. Add X green or X white, where X is the number of other creatures you control. So, obviously a creature, because it says other creatures, and it wouldn't say other if it was not a creature. And then it's like, does the Gaia's Cradle thing, but you can make white mana. It's got to be, what's the creature Gaia Cradle, Tomer? I can't think of the name. The three
it's a
drop.
Triple green
circle
elf.
Circle of
green.
Yeah, druid, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Circle of dream druid.
Right.
It's got to be like the updated green white version of that, I assume. Like
it's a hybrid green white elf Kithkin.
Ooh, elf Kithkin manager.
I think it's gonna be a green white elf. I think. I don't think Kithkin.
It's gotta be
green
a three
before.
Drop, right? Two. Would
I would imagine
be
three
good.
Drop. Ooh, Plume Tender was from original Lorwyn, right?
You know what I'm thinking about? Also, this wording too. I think they're gonna bring back the. I don't even know what it was called, but there were some cards that said they were like hybrid cards and they cared about the type of mana you spent on the cards. So there's like Donglow Infusion.
Oh, Addendum?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Donglow Infusion is like you gain X life if green was spent to pay it and X life if white was spent to pay it. You do both if you spent both colors. And there was like
the
just
fog,
like a cycle or something.
Like
so
the
maybe,
fog, like the bat fog or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was Batwing Brood. I think it was a cycle, and that was it. But like, maybe they're gonna like reward you for playing hybrid.
I mean, they already are showing that with like the incarnation elementals, right? Like, so to see emptiness, they're already showing that they're gonna be doing stuff with how you cast your spells.
Yeah. So why? So divvying up the colors that it taps for might be very relevant.
But I mean, it only taps for one, right? It's either X green or X white.
Oh, X green or
that's
white.
How
you
balance
to
it.
Choose. Yeah,
sure.
All right, final one, and this one seems easy to me. Double all damage that sources you control of the chosen type would deal. So, gotta be red enchantment, right? And you pick a creature type, and it deals damage, doubles the damage of that creature type.
It's whatever the elemental.
It's just a callback to the first one. As this artifact enters, choose elemental elf fairy, and then the last one is the. Other text box. We got a full text box.
we got an actual card, yeah.
That would be crazy for an artifact.
Ashling's enchantment. I don't know. It's whatever. It's 100% an enchantment.
How much mana? Let's say it literally is just a red enchantment. It does this. You choose a creature type. How much does it have to cost to be fair? Three?
You don't have to choose a creature, right? It's just chose it the source of a chosen type. So I could choose sorcery, instant, creature, right? That's the way I don't
know. I think it's going to be a creature type.
It sources it's your control of the chosen. I imagine it's got to be when it enters, choose a creature
it's probably
type.
Probably not going to say
double all damage that sources you control. Yeah, I'm guessing it's a creature type, but we don't know that for sure.
I would imagine if I had to pick a number for it, it would probably be
four. That's fine.
It'd be like
I think five.
Four mana or five. Five is playing it safe because it's one-sided, right?
Yeah.
Five would be playing it very safe, but actually, Gratuitous Violence is if a creature you control would deal damage to a permanent player.
So it's got to be four.
I think it'd be four.
To care.
Unless
for anyone
it's
to care.
Sources of your choice.
There's no way.
It wouldn't make sense. Yeah, maybe.
It just doesn't make sense to me in the context of Lorwyn, because we know it's about all the creature type. So in Lorwyn, I would
matter.
Think it has to be creature type, but
But then why
be.
Are the commands back? Right? Like the commands
that's
are
true.
Also back. At least we know Ooh. Ashling command has been revealed.
Well, it could be also be a changeling.
Well, and it would It would also work with kindred spells.
Yeah.
So if we're getting kindred spells back, if you choose elemental and cast the kindred elemental card, you would still double the damage. That's kind of cute. Because it doesn't say creatures you control the chosen type. It says sources you control the chosen type. So imagine it's you choose a creature type, but then I bet there's going to be a lot of kindred spells in this set. I bet that's like actually a theme where we get a bunch of them.
It could also just be like a sorcery where you pay like two mana. And he can double until end of turn or something like that.
Oh,
like
that's
a
possible.
Red overrun.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, that might be scary. Depending on the cost.
Scary.
If it was instant, or you kill people.
Imagine a mice were still legal.
Anyway, that is Mark Rosewater's Lorwyn Eclipse teaser. We went through all of it. You saw our guesses. Some of them might be right. A lot of them probably won't be, but let us know your guesses. Again, I'll post this in the comments so you can go through. Give us your guesses of what you think's coming, and we will find out starting January 5th after the holiday season. We kick off spoilers January 5th, and we'll learn all about Lorwyn Eclipse. So anyway, everyone, thanks for watching. That brings us to the end for today. We'll be back next week to do it all again. So until then, have an amazing week, and this is the crew signing out.